Welcome everyone to the UFC 228 conference call. UFC 228 takes place next Saturday, September 8th at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. On the call with us today, we will have the four fighters competing in two title bouts taking place at UFC 228. We'll start off the call with UFC flyweight champion, women's flyweight champion Nico Montano, and number one UFC women's flyweight contender Valentina Shevchenko. 30 minutes from now, we will be joined by UFC welterweight champion Tyron Woodley and the number two UFC welterweight contender Darren Till. Now I'm going to turn things back over to the conference center for questions for Nico and Valentina.
Certainly. And again, that's star one. If you would like to signal for a question at this time, star one for any questions. Please ensure that your mute function has been disengaged to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our first call will come from Rodney James Edgar with MMASoldier.net.
Hey, Nico, the first question is the most obvious one to me. Looking at the odds that were just published recently, the odds that I looked at currently today have you as a pretty heavy underdog as a champion. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. Does that make you feel any kind of way?
No.
No? Okay. And so in regards to your opponent, I mean, do you feel that, was that the matchup that you really, when you won the championship, was that the matchup that you saw that would eventually come together, or you thought that was the most appropriate opponent, or is there anyone else that you had in mind that you were targeting?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Sarge, but that's not the way it happened, so this is what it.
And are you happy, you're happy with the way it turned out? I mean, you got a good opponent with a good reputation, and like I said, obviously the odds makers think highly of her. What are your thoughts on her?
She's a human just like any other person, so she's beatable.
All right, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Valentina, are you?
Thank you.
I'm here, yeah.
And Rodney, go ahead.
I was just going to. Okay. So I was going to say, how did the bout agreement really come together on your end? Obviously jumping into a title fight, it's a great opportunity for you. You've been in there with the best of the best before. How did you secure this match?
From my side, I'm doing everything like to prepare for the fight. I am good to feel me healthy, to feel me strong. To feel me very good now. I have like very great training camp. I started it like long time ago, and now it's we almost on the final line. So feeling exactly good, already almost in weight. So I'm not worrying about weight cut, about nothing, and just wait the time, exact time, Saturday, 8th of September, and how I say every time, not much speak, not much talk before the fight. It's every word what I want to tell, I will tell in the inside of Octagon.
Excellent. One more for Valentina. You've been to Dallas, Texas before. Obviously, you were there for the summer press tour, I think their kickoff conference, I think it was last year. How do you like Dallas, Texas? A big sports town. This is probably the fourth or fifth time the UFC has gone there to put on a show. They always put on a great event in Dallas. How do you feel about fighting there?
I've been living in Texas for almost 2 years and a half, and I very like the culture of Texas, not like in general. Dallas, Houston, Corpus Christi, Austin, every city that we traveled around the Texas, it brings their own energy. And every time it's like so positive energy. And I'm very happy that next fight will happen exactly in Texas. So just can't wait, final preparation for the fight.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
There's.
Hey, everybody. First question is for Nico. Nico, this last, 8 or 9 months for you, should have been kind of a celebration. You won the title. You were the first ever women's flyweight champion, but somehow you kind of got painted as a bad guy or a bad girl because you weren't fighting as often as people wanted you to. What has been the toughest part of these past, you know, 8 or 9 months? Just the frustration of not being able to fight, or just the assumptions people were making about you?
None of that. My health was my main issue. After I got off the tech show, I had to deal with a number of health issues. After my fight with Roxy, I was in the boot, same thing, dealing with a chronic bacterial infection. That's when Valentina chose to pull me out. So everybody thought that I was just hanging out at home when I was literally, like, having a viral infection throughout my entire body, hindering me from spending more than 2 days a week at practice.
And, you know, you fought, you know, some very good competition on the show, but you know, everyone tries to play it off because it was the Ultimate Fighter, that somehow, you know, maybe it wasn't, you know, as deep of a fight or whatever the case may be. Do you feel like this is your opportunity to kind of prove yourself as champion and defend the title and, you know, prove you belong there?
No, I've already proven that. I feel like I've already proven that with this fight. After I beat Shevchenko, I mean, it's just going to show other people that, and like my true people who are inspired by me, that no matter what the odds are, you can still come out successful and victorious.
Awesome. And a couple questions for Valentina. Valentina, you've been in these title, you know, you've been in a title fight situation before. What is the biggest difference now, you know, having gone through it before with the fight with Amanda? Are you more confident? Are you just, you know, you've gone 5 rounds? I mean, what's the biggest difference going into this title fight versus the last one?
The biggest difference is that this time I will fight in my weight class. I will not have, fight with some opponent bigger than me, heavier than me, and, like, every time said that I was facing up the opponent in 135. Well, so this time it will be exact same size opponent as me. So I think this is the biggest difference between that time and this time.
And Valentina, you are the favorite in the fight. Obviously, you have the experience. You face a lot of good competition. But what impresses you about Nico? What you've seen out of her? What impresses you about her game and what she brings into this fight?
You know, every time I'm preparing for my fight, it doesn't matter who is the opponent and what it will be the fight, I preparing on my 100%. So I will be ready for the fight. This fight is same good as I was ready for any fight that I happened. I had so many, like, experience fighting with the different opponents. So I know exactly that new fight is a new fight. You cannot put your feeling and think about, okay, it was like this, now I will feel me the same, exactly the same one. No, new fight is a new history. So it will be new fight with some different opponents, and she has her own style, and I think it will be good fight. It will be good fight, and both of us will try to give, like, a good show for all UFC fans, and this is the most important. I hope that everyone will enjoy the fight, and of course, my goal and my, like, everything what I for what I'm preparing right now is for the victory and nothing else.
Awesome. Thanks, Valentina.
Thank you.
I only had 2 questions for Valentina. Valentina, do you think the advantage that fighting Amanda, someone stronger and with higher power than Nico, is going to be in your favor in this fight?
You know, I say every time that I'm, like, truly martial artist. I was in martial arts since 5 years old. So all my life I was training, I was fighting. And, of course, every opponent is different. Everyone there have their own style. For example, when I was preparing to Amanda, I was looking exactly for her style and exactly what I have to do, how I have to manage my distance, and what I have to avoid. Now I'm thinking the same about Nico. I look her fight. I see. I have like analysis of her movement. And like I say, every fan is very different. The fight is very different. So the each opponent, they have all their own style. And I know exactly that. I know my good side. I know what I have to do on the fight. I know exactly everything that I have to do. And I will be ready for everything that Nico will throw up on the fight. So it doesn't matter too much for me. So the most important for me is my preparation and how I will feel on the fight.
And my last question for you, para tus fans en español, ¿qué tan importante crees que sea una victoria tuya de conquistar el título para el MMA femenino? Y un último mensaje para tus fans, no solamente de Perú, sino de toda Latinoamérica que te estarán apoyando.
Esta sería una etapa bastante importante para mí porque yo estuve preparando para esto exactamente hace mucho tiempo y claro que sí, todo lo que quiero es ganar el campeonato y tener el cinturón de UFC. Esto es mi meta que yo siempre tenía desde el inicio, cuando recién hice mi primera pelea en UFC y entonces estoy desde ahí siempre como paso a paso. Siempre estoy más cerca para mi meta, más y más. También quiero agradecer mucho a todas personas que me están apoyando de Latinoamérica, de todas personas que hablan español. Y sí, de verdad, yo siento ese apoyo bastante. Y cuando yo veo que todos están como mandándome mensajes de suerte, deseando suerte, entonces esto siempre yo digo que me da una extra motivación y por eso estoy muy agradecida a ellos por esto que hacen para mí.
Gracias, thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us and thank you for bringing a great card like this to Texas. Really appreciate it. First question for Valentina. This fight will be just over 1 year since your last fight for the UFC title. Fights for the UFC title don't come around very often. So what does it mean to you now to be having another shot at a UFC championship? And how do you have to approach that considering, you know, you lost your first fight for the UFC title and that was a fight you thought you won. And I think a lot of people thought you won that fight as well. So how do you get past that loss to move forward in fighting for a title again?
You know, first of all, I'm very happy that you see, finally decided to create one more weight division for female, for all women. So 125, I think in the future it will be more excited and more interesting to watch weight class of girls. So how I say, like a lot of girls, they are going down or going up from 115 and going down from 135 to this weight class. And also from a lot of very talented and very strong girls, they are coming from outside of UFC. So it will be very interesting and very dynamic weight class. So about the last fight, so you say very right, it passed already like 1 year since the last fight, and I made like all analysis so that I had to make from that fight, so the life is it never end on this point, and I'm continue and I'm trying to make me better to win the next fight, and this is how I am because I'm not in martial arts like few years. I've been in martial arts since like very young girl. All my life I was training, I was fighting, I was participating in different competitions. So I know exactly how to manage all this and more. I already passed it. I didn't think about that one. It already stayed in the back past, and I bring nothing like bad emotions from the past to my future.
And question for Nico. Earlier you said Valentina is human and she is beatable. Well, I mean, you are right. She has lost for both in MMA and kickboxing. So have her losses in the UFC been a major point of study for you in your camp going into this fight?
No. I plan on her being the best that she can be the night of their fight, so I'm not focusing on how she's losing fights, you know. I'm taking note on what she's good at. I'm taking note at what I'm great at, and then I'll be able to capitalize due to timing.
What do you think, in your own words, what do you think Valentina is good at?
Striking. I think anybody will say that.
Okay. And last question for Valentina. Do you plan on making the nose rose on this fight?
I'm sorry, what?
Will the nose be rose after this fight is over?
So funny, you make me thinking back about that word. You know, I never think about that. Like, I never thought about that since I was like speaking it in the air. And I just plan to do what I have to do. My goal is to win the fight, and doesn't matter what I have to do, and doesn't matter at all for me. I will do it stand up, in the ground, in the clinch, in the wrestling. Doesn't matter for me at all. I'm preparing for everything, and just every time I'm saying it, I'm not taking part, and I'm not on all my fights for participation. I'm there only for one reason, to win the fight. And this is my mindset, and this is my goal.
Thank you, Valentina, and thank you, Nico, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move now to Steven Morocco with MMA Junkie. Please go ahead.
A question for Nico. We were talking to James Vick last week, and he said he took advantage of his underdog status by betting on himself. With the current odds, it seems like you could win a lot of money. Have you done that, or has your family bet on you?
I don't think we gamble. Most of my family doesn't gamble, and I don't. So, I mean, no.
Would you if you had the
I
extra
would.
Cash line around?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Gambling just out of curiosity. So just out of curiosity, did you end up getting a new apartment after you won the belt?
Oh, yeah. Definitely moved out of that basement.
How's your life different since you won that title?
Besides moving into a bigger, more spacious place, I think I've been able to shine light onto where I'm from, the Navajo Nation, and kind of all our trials going on. You know, we're a third world country within this country, and we don't get recognized as such. And we think, you know, a lot of people are kind of naive when it comes to our cultures and traditions. And I think that's what's most important in giving me strength and the confidence that I have. And that's why I'm the champion. Not every person who wins a belt is going to be a champion per se, because they're not utilizing advantage of the situation to the best. And I think in this movement, particularly with the indigenous peoples, I've shown that, like I was saying before, no matter how much of an underdog you are, you know, you come out on top and we're all able to prevail. So that's definitely an analogy in our strength.
Do you enjoy talking about those issues more than talking about the fight necessarily?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this fight is so superficial in terms of what the real battles are. You know, there are children out there who don't get the Western culture of just like school, and then they get patronized for it, or families who just live off the simple necessities of the earth, and they get patronized, and they're getting told that they're living in poverty situations and they're poor, and using those terms are just not at all what we're doing. You know, we're being simple. We're not stripping this earth until it's bare, until there's nothing left, until there's no UFC in the world. You know, everybody who's a fan of the UFC thinks that this is just how the world works. It's just full of fighters and big-headed ego people, but it's not it, absolutely not it. And that's not what I'm trying to show and tell the story of when I'm in there fighting these fights. You know, I'm doing it for a purpose, so I can represent somebody and represent a true meaning of being a champion.
Do you think you've made a meaningful impact in the culture?
Yeah, I do. You know, I didn't think it was going to go this far, and I didn't set out for it to be this way, but that's what it is, and I'm happy to be part of it, and I'm happy to be, you know, on top of it, because I feel like with all eyes looking on me for that motivation, it just pushes me more and more to become not even a better fighter per se, but a better person, you know? And in terms of martial arts, that's what it's about. It's all about respect and staying dedicated and showing that through the art of fighting. So definitely all just an analogy of what people can push through when it comes to stepping up to their game.
Do you have any other goals for the Navajo Nation?
Yeah, you know, through fighting, I've been able to create this huge buzz, but I go back home, you know, I've been sick. I was sick this past year, so I wasn't able to go back home as often as I wanted to. But I showed up for my old high school graduations, this year's graduation, and everybody was so amped to see me. And I made it a point to not really tell my accomplishments, because everybody's seen that, but tell about how I was raised in that same similar state and how I am able to get through all these feats and all these doubters, you know, and naysayers. And I just want them to know that, you know, whatever they want to do, they can do. It's totally possible. Not just thinking that they're limited because they live on the res, because they don't have running water, because they don't have electricity, because they don't have a vehicle to get to places. So going home and just bringing that inspiration, you know, is something that I'd like to do. You know, as a fighter, we're only, you know, realistically, we're only going to be fighting for a certain amount of time. But as a motivator, there's so many ways to motivate a community and bring up morale, especially when it comes to our traditions, because they're oral traditions. So without anybody talking or sharing those stories, then they're going to be gone. So it's kind of up to us and this next generation to just keep everything alive.
Thank you, Nico. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Our next question will come from Keith Schillen with the MMATakeover.com. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. My first question is for Valentina. Valentina, you said earlier that you've been training for this moment since you were 5 years old. Looking at the records, you have three times as many bouts as Nico. You have been in more marquee matchups. You're the big betting favorite. Do you feel that, in a sense, maybe all the pressure's on you because most people are expecting you to win?
You know, I'm not thinking about this at all, because I think more pressure on her, because she's holding the belt. She's who's a champion. She has to protect it. I'm come to take this belt, and this is it. She has to be worried more than me, because if she loses, she loses. And yes, I've been training all my life, and I'm very proud that my family is like martial artist family. My older sister Antonina, she's 11-time World Muay Thai champion. My mother, she's president of Kyrgyzstan Muay Thai Federation. I'm very happy that she brought us to this world of martial arts. It gave me like opportunity to know this world and how it's everything works in here, because martial arts, it's by itself, it like it raised me like a person. It gave me all my education. Martial arts for me, not only just like things what I'm doing, it's not only fights that I will do for a certain amount of time and that's it, forget about this. No, it's my lifestyle, it's my philosophy, it's my way of life. and this is everything for me. I'm doing my martial arts not because of some like different reasons, but the main reason because I enjoy what I'm doing, and I feel me very lucky to be martial artist.
One more question. You mentioned Antonina. Say you win the title. She's been very impressive. She's in your weight class. I know you've already spoken that you will not fight each other. Is there a plan in place if she becomes number one contender and you're the champion? Like, what's the plan?
The plan is right now she get her contract in UFC. She will have her first fight in UFC. So she is just entered to this position, and she has to fight for becoming the number one contender, and I'm pretty sure she will do great, and she will be number one contender for the title. But I can say exactly that I never will fight my sister, because it's not something that my mom will want to see us fighting each other.
Sure.
No, we have so many other opponents in this weight class and other weight division. So there is so many possibilities to fight with another girl, and I don't see any reason to fight my sister.
Thank you, Valentina. Over to Nico. Last month there was another big underdog, Henry Cejudo. We spoke to him at a conference call. Many fans, many media members kind of overlook him. Obviously, he won the big match. He pulled off the big upset. Do you see something like that and kind of use that as motivation heading into this fight?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, it's not about labels. It's about heart and will and sacrifices, and I've made them all. So it's not going to be a surprise to me, you know, at the end of that fight to see that we've been through a battle and then see what the outcome is. But definitely seeing Cejudo, I was there that fight up close and personal, and you could just see the pace, and you could see how much both those fighters were willing to put in that cage, and that was a spectacular fight, and Cejudo came out victorious, and he was the underdog, so that's definitely something that's in my head now.
Yeah, it was a spectacular fight. Your last fight, you fought Roxanne Modafari. She might be the happiest person on earth. She's smiling at the weigh-ins, shaking hands, smiling up right into the cage. Obviously, the build-up to this fight, it seems, it's definitely a different mood between you and Valentina. What do you have to do to prepare for the mental side of this fight?
Nothing. You know, I think all the girls, including Roxanne, got to see what my preparation was through the living on the Tough Show, and it was just kind of peace and quiet for me, you know, being alone and knowing that I have only myself to push myself through those five-minute rounds is all I need to know. So just getting comfortable with that solitude and centering myself is all the focus I need. So I don't need any other extra, build up with it. When it comes to media, I don't need any extra build up in terms of living not in the present time and moment. So the build up is kind of not very climactic because I'm a pretty lone wolf when it comes to getting myself in focus. So I feel like I've been ready for this fight for a while, and it's only a matter of time before it happens, September 8th.
And my last question for both of you guys, what's your predictions for the fight?
I'm going to win.
Knockout, submission?
In terms of that?
Yeah, like knockout, submission, anything?
Probably both. I'll probably get a submission and then get a knockout at the same time.
Okay. Valentina, you?
Interesting. Like, first submissions and knockout. Yeah, it's something very cute. Sometimes dreams, they are every time stay the dreams. But I know for sure it will be a good fight, and everyone will enjoy the fight. I don't have to say any predictions. I'm here, to do my job, to do what I have to do, and take what I have to take.
Thank you, ladies. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
And that will conclude our Q&A session for this portion of the call. I'll turn the conference back over to Dave Lockett.
Thank you, everyone, for this first half of the call. We're going to release Valentina and Nico right now. I just ask you to hold patiently, and we will be getting Kyron Woodley and Darren Till on the line to start the second portion. Ladies, thank you very much. We'll see you in Dallas, and to all the media, just please hold on for a few moments.
No more.